And, you know, they're definitely going to be a formidable opponent. It's going to be a great series.
Frank Vogel on Golic and Wingo. The Hornets are finalizing a deal to hire Spurs assistant James Borrego as their head coach, reports ESPN's Adrian Janowski. The NFL has suspended Saints running back Mark Ingram the first four games of the upcoming season for violating the PED policy.
Coming up Wednesday, Trailblazers guard C.J. McCollum joins us to take a look at the stacked Western Conference. Plus, we'll probably be off the rails early with our big crew outing happening after Wednesday's show. Golic and Wingo, 6 Eastern, ESPN Radio, ESPN News.
As soon as we're back out in our yard, yep, we get company.
Dandelions, lurking crabgrass, and wheat-thin grass. But the all-new Scotts Turf Builder Triple Action takes care of them all. Now, with one bag, you can kill weeds, prevent crabgrass for up to 4 months, and feed for greener grass. Triple Action, so your lawn thrives, guaranteed. Only from Scotts.
Weeds aren't welcome here.
This is a Scotts yard. Pick up a bag of Scotts Triple Action today.
My wife's going to love these diamond studs.
Fine jewelry is up to 70% off at JCPenney.
Huh. Maybe I should get this mom pendant for my mom.
Do it. Mom jewelry is an extra 15% off. Major brownie points. This Mother's Day, get fine and fashion jewelry for all the moms in your life at up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with JCPenney credit card and coupon. Shop extended hours this weekend. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 5/10 to 5/13. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details and store hours.
Daniel Hemric and more than a dozen Xfinity drivers take over Philadelphia.
I don't know exactly what I'm doing. I'm trying to run some laps here through the streets of Philly. It'll be a good time.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best, like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot, free of charge. And right now, you can get a great deal on Bosch spark plugs for improved engine performance and fuel economy. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Things happen fast in racing, and if you don't know where to look, you can miss it all. With Legend from Racing Electronics, you'll never miss another moment. Legend gives you live fan vision video, in-car cameras, and stats at NASCAR and other Premier Series events. And the next generation race scanner for unfiltered driver and crew audio at any motorsports event nationwide. NASCAR fans have never been closer to the action. Welcome to the future of the fan experience. Learn more by visiting racingelectronics.com.
Xfinity Series drivers ate cheesesteaks, raced on foot to the Rocky statue, hung out with fans, and did burnouts in the streets of Philadelphia today as part of the title sponsor's so-called takeover in the city of brotherly love. Daniel Hemric didn't want to miss a moment.
It's been a good time. As you can tell, I'm walking around with this camera on my hat. So it's not quite the helmet cam, but it's the next best thing. And we're enjoying our time here in Philly. It's incredible to see what the Comcast Center here, Comcast Xfinity, what they do with their partnership with NASCAR and allowing us drivers to come here, engage with the fans, and just have a hell of a time.
Hear more from the drivers on NASCAR Live at 7 Eastern Time tonight. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Back to the Todd Bromelcam Show, right here on KGYM.
We're supposed to be professionals.
That we are, your next chance to play Race to Win and hopefully be our first winner of the week is coming up at the bottom of the hour. Welcome back in. Todd Bromelcamp, Alex Kuhn with you until 7 o'clock tonight. No Twins baseball for you on 107.5 FM. That's because the Twins have already played and won today, beating the St. Louis Cardinals at Busch Stadium. Now 5 in a row for the Twins. You can catch them this week on 107.5 FM, The North. Jim here to talk baseball from the fantasy perspective. It's been a while since we've checked in with Tristan. We don't like to bother him too much during baseball season. Tristan Cockcroft of ESPN.com with us on the program. And Tristan, my first question for you is of the Clayton Kershaw variety. Obviously, there's no way that you can replace Clayton Kershaw on your team right now, but if you're looking to fill in the gap while he's on the disabled list, who are some names maybe people should be eyeing?
So So I'll throw one I'm actually going to profile on the site in a couple of days, and that's Kyle Gibson, who's done quite a bit to improve his strikeout rate. His slider's looking pretty good, made a little bit of a mechanical tweak last year, looking like a solid pickup out there in a lot of leagues. If you're in a shallow mixed league, I could see a guy like Sean Newcomb being available for you. To me, I'm going to go for the guys who have the high strikeout upside if I'm trying to fill the Kershaw games. I know he's usually your ratios guy, but for me, I want to fill the strikeouts. I don't want to fall behind there. I'll deal with the ratios later.
Tristan, which player in Major League Baseball that's off to a slow start in the first month of the season are you most concerned about?
Most concerned? I would say Brian Dozier might qualify among the top, I'd say from the top 40 draft class. I usually don't panic about the guys in the upper tiers, but it's just in his case, the fact that I've worried about him in terms of batting average, the fact that he started off this slowly does concern me. The thing I'll say in his favor, of course, is that 2 years ago, he started comparably poorly to this, and he did rebound pretty decently once June rolled around. So, you know, it's possible that he does. The other one that really bothers me, and actually I got asked about him a couple times today, was Marcell Ozuna, who just does not seem to be clicking in St. Louis, going heavy on grounders, a lot of pull. Pulling the ball a lot more than he typically does. He hasn't been patient either. I kind of think he's pressing, and I do wonder whether he's 100%.
Sticking with the Cardinals, a couple other guys other than Ozuna off to slow starts, and Matt Carpenter and Dexter Fowler. Time to panic if you're an owner of either of those two guys?
Possibly just because the two of them have had an injury history, and anytime that's tied to poor performance, or if the player has a history of that, the possibility you could tie to poor performance is something to be concerned about. So in Carpenter's case, what bothers me with him is that he entered spring training with some questions. He wasn't 100%, and I wonder whether that's still truly the case here. He's playing like a guy who's not really overcoming some of the injuries, maybe not 100%, and he's not doing an awful lot here. He's not dealing with the shift well at all. That's really ruining him in terms of batting average, and I kind of don't feel like he's giving you the point league production that I would have expected. So, yeah, he's moved down quite a bit in my rankings. I would have looked at Matt Carpenter as a potential top 15 roto and top 10 points league first baseman. Now I kind of look at him, I mean, granted he qualifies for the other positions, but that's where you would have taken him. I look at him as more like a top 25 roto now. Maybe he's top 15 to 18 in points.
Who's been, at least to this point in the season, the biggest fantasy surprise for you so far?
Surprise for me so far? I'm going to throw Patrick Corbin's name out here just to get a little chatter going on that, just because I liked the guy coming into this year, but some of the things that he has done make it look like he's a genuine top 15 fantasy starting pitcher, which is kind of a crazy bar to set for a guy who really didn't have elite strikeout numbers in his past career. Even his best year in 2013, that wasn't the strength, it was the ratios. But he's gone all-out slider. He's kind of going like Chris Archer, where he's throwing it 40-plus percent of the time, and that's his go-to pitch when he needs a swing and miss. And the K rate is in the double digits, which is nice and very unusual for him, and the swinging strike rate supports it. I mean, the guy looks legit. I did not expect he'd end up in the top 20 fantasy starters, but he kind of belongs there.
Well, you brought up Chris Archer. Is this a buy-low candidate right now, or are these struggles something that you'd be concerned about moving forward the rest of the season?
I kind of teeter on the brink for both of these. I've had days where I felt like I'm worried, and I've had others where I say, you know what, the skills are still there. I mean, the guy is all strikeouts. This is the thing about Chris Archer. You got him because of the strikeouts. You're not really using him for anything else because the Rays aren't giving him run support. Wins aren't going to be in the equation. The ERA is usually pretty good. Whip, he's not one of the elite in that category either, but he's elite in strikeouts, and all of the metrics suggest that that's still there. This is kind of like maybe the next tier down from Yu Darvish. Yu Darvish is having similar problems to this, where both of these two players are having command problems. They don't look particularly sharp right now. And in Archer's case, the one thing I worry about is that it's a lot of sliders over many years. Could that be taking something away from him? Possibly. But I'm not there yet. I still kind of believe. I think he's maybe a top 30 fantasy starter is the low point.
You mentioned Yu Darvish. Let's stick with the Cubs for a second. Is it only a matter of time until Anthony Rizzo gets hot?
I think so, yeah. I mean, I think the injury and the DL stint just kind of threw him off his rhythm. I mean, it came at a really bad time of the year for him. I mean, these players kind of ramp up during a very long spring training, and then to be right back on the DL in, what was it, the second week of the season, just kind of threw him off. I think he's going to get into a good rhythm here. He's the kind of player where, I mean, you've probably seen him a lot, just, you know, even more than I have. he's the kind of guy who does occasionally have 3 or 4 week cold spells, and I mean like painfully cold spells, and then over the other 5 months of the year, he puts up very consistent all-star caliber numbers. I think he's too good not to continue that trend. I would be buying in very heavily right now if I had the opportunity.
Tristan Cockcroft with us. If you've got any fantasy baseball questions for him, you can shoot him our way, 366-1600 on the text line. I've got to ask this, the news coming out within the last hour, Matt Harvey on the move to Cincinnati, taking a pitcher who's struggling, putting him on a really bad team. Is he even worth taking a flyer on at this point, or are his best days behind him?
I lean more towards his best days being behind him. I mean, anytime you have a change of scenery, that's kind of a plus for a guy who really can't get much worse in terms of fantasy value or on-field production. The two problems I have with this one is that, one, it's a ballpark downgrade for him. So in addition to the fact that he's going to a bad team that's not going to give him run support, it's a really bad ballpark for a pitcher. The other is, I mean, yeah, you had the managerial and the coaching changes going on there. I have no idea whether they're going to have the personnel here to be able to really click with Matt Harvey. I have nothing to say that they won't, but I have nothing to say definitively that they will. This is not like going to Pittsburgh and you've got Ray Searidge working with you and you think, oh, you know what, he's got a great track record. We really don't know there. So I would say that if it's a deep league, feel free to stash him on a bench, but that's where he should stay. It should be a deep league. He should be on your bench. I actually think, you know, the more interesting guy and upside in that trade, I actually think Devin Mesoraco might have more interest in fantasy going forward, which is weird to say.
Tristan, whose start are you, to the season are you buying more, Andrelton Simmons or Jed Lowrie?
I probably buy Simmons' start to the year more because I think it's closer to his true potential. Made some very important adjustments last year, and he's got one of the best contact rates in baseball. So that's the kind of skill that's sustainable over the long haul. The other thing, too, is that Simmons is a great glove man who's always going to play and hit in the heart of the lineup, probably 5, 6, or 7. So the counting numbers are going to be there. In Lowry's case, one of the reasons I don't buy in fully, it's not that I don't like his ability to hit for power. It's that he has that injury history, and I think it's going to be really hard for him to get past that. Simmons is just a heck of a lot safer.
Would you hang on to Mookie Betts in the long term, or would you sell high on him right now? And in the rankings, I mean, Mike Trout is the only player ahead of him in the rankings, and Mike Trout is on pace to have the single greatest season in baseball history right now.
He sure is, and Betts isn't too far behind in terms of his performance to date. They've both been extraordinary. Anybody has a price. I want to remind everybody in fantasy that every player is worth a price on the trade market. And if you get offered 2 megastars, not necessarily Trout or Betts, the guys in the tiers beneath that, I'm talking about probably a player within the top 20 and then another player who's somewhere in the top 30. You need to be listening to that, especially if you're in a situation where your roster could afford to have the depth and you can spread your resources around. But if I'm spreading my resources trading a Trout or a Betts, I'm only doing it for that purpose. I'm getting 2 locked-in every week lineup guys that I trust over the course of the year, and probably one of them is going to be a buy-low type. So, for example, Rizzo might be the tacked-on number 2 option, and the other one is going to be a guy who's kind of heating up in that 12 to 15 range.
Tristan, what do you make of the first 2 weeks of Gleyber Torres?
He's impressed me quite a bit. I mean, he certainly looks like he's here to play, and I mean, he's not going back down to the minors, which is a lot better than I was expecting. I wondered whether there'd be an adjustment period. I don't think that the power or the speed is there to be an all-star for fantasy yet, but I think he has reached the point where he's a legitimate contributor in almost every league out there. The only one I think that he wouldn't is our standard game with the 10 teams. It's tough to make the case for him being a consistent member of a lineup week in and week out, but I think he's a good dynamic player, and he's really opened my eyes in terms of the dynasty leagues. I think that he's certainly elevated his stock. I actually think he's a potential top 100 talent in those dynasty leagues right now overall, which means he's a clear starting shortstop / second baseman depending on the eligibility for you.
Are you keeping an eye on the Toronto Blue Jays AA farm club, and are we possibly on the precipice of seeing Vladimir Guerrero Jr. Get called up to the big leagues? He's only 19. They don't need to start his clock yet, but this guy looks major league ready. I know there's a lot of people out there that think you could drop him into Toronto's lineup right now and he wouldn't miss a beat.
And I'm one of those people. You're reading my mind here. I've been following Vlad around the Northeast trying to catch games of his. I went down to Trenton to watch him hit a homer off Jose Mesa's kid. And the reason I bring up this one instance is that it was a bitter cold day. The wind chill had to be near the freezing mark. They play on the river, and it was windy. And he hit it out off the hitter's black in center field, which is tough to do in that park. It's an extreme pitcher's park. This gives you an idea of how dynamic a talent this guy is, how the power potential is much better than the minor league numbers we've seen so far. And he had the two-homer game yesterday. I might actually go up to New Hampshire and see him play a couple games up there in Hartford, because he's certainly a talent worth watching. Doesn't look exactly like his father in terms of the build, but he's got the plate coverage, and I think the power is going to come. I don't think it is outrageous to say he sees time in the majors this year. I agree. I think he could play right now. I would set the mark at about 100 PAs, 100 plate appearances this year, and this is a dynasty piece to get your hands on if you possibly can.
Tristan, Jorge Soler, has he turned a corner?
He might have, yeah. I mean, I don't want people to forget that Soler had, an 0-for-30 streak before this hot spell? But he also had the very good spring training, so I'm going to just say he's a streaky player by nature, but that I'm going to lean towards him being a positive. I like the commitments that the Royals have given him to him in terms of the playing time. And the one stat that stood out to me is that he has cut down the chase rate. This is the rate of times you swing at non-strikes. He's made big improvements in that area. That's a very key part of his game that shows some development. I'd say that he's now mixed league worthy, but he's probably your last outfielder in terms of starting.
All right, two categories that fantasy baseball owners are notoriously usually chasing: steals and saves. Can you give us some names in each category to maybe keep an eye on?
For steals, keep an eye on Leonis Martin. Not running yet, but he's a kind of player who I do think gives you some potential in that one. Definitely the kind of guy that I think has the ability to give you 25 or 30 at a pretty low price. And I don't think people are buying into the fact that he is kind of elevated the launch angle a little bit. That's kind of a pretty good development so far. In terms of other stolen base guys, let me think. Leury Garcia of the White Sox, probably out there in a good amount. He's only steals. I don't really trust him for much else. Malik Smith of the Rays is one I've seen out there in a good number of leagues. I think he's about 75% available and should play. There's not a lot of competition for that. And saves, you had mentioned, correct?
Yes.
The big question on that right now people are going to have is Toronto, who fills in for Roberto Osuna. In the short term, if I had to pick a guy, it's Tyler Clippard. I think he's the guy who's proven over the past couple of weeks he's performed best in that bullpen, probably gets the first save chance, but it's very much up for grabs. Big believer in Hunter Strickland. If he's still out there in your league, maybe about a third of leagues still have him available. And I would keep an eye on the Marlins. I think there's a very good chance that's going to change hands at some point in the coming weeks. And if it does, then Kyle Barraclough is definitely a closer you want to have on your team. I think he's got top 15 potential.
All right, before we let you go, what was your biggest mistake this season with your draft?
Biggest mistake was probably in Tout Wars investing. It was $43, I believe it was, on two closers, NL-only 12 teams, and the two were Kenley Jansen and Corey Knebel. Not much you could do about that. I mean, it's bad luck, yes, but I should have known better, and spending $43 on closers is not something I traditionally do. I just felt the values were there. Probably a mistake that I won't repeat.
Well, I kept Delino DeShields Jr. over D.D. Gregorius in one of my keeper leagues. Their salaries were the same, and I didn't think D.D. was going to be able to replicate what he did last year. And I was right. He's not replicating what he did last year. He's making an entirely new bar for himself. So there you go. Rest easy. Everybody makes mistakes. Tristan Cockcroft, ESPN.com fantasy baseball expert. We appreciate it as always. Hey, before we let you go, Mark Ingram, 4-game suspension to start the NFL season. What does that do for his fantasy stock?
I don't think it's going to change much more than you have to downgrade the projection to 12 games for him. I think it's going to drop him probably into the third round for drafts. What it's going to do is it's going to really ramp up the buzz for Alvin Kamara. And rightfully so. You know, Kamara is now a clear first-round talent. There was some question in that backfield, but we're going to have 4 games to see him try to lock down that backfield all for his own. I don't know that he's necessarily going to do it, but I do definitely think now he's a very safe first-round pick.
All right, Alvin Kamara, first-round pick. Thanks, Tristan.
My pleasure.
That's one of the few truffles that I sniffed out last year was I had drafted Alvin Kamara in several leagues from the get-go, and I just sat on him. I thought, this guy is going to be good enough that he's going to see action on the field sooner rather than later, and lo and behold, things actually worked out.
We managed a team together. You did most of the managing last year in the KGYM Listener League, but I think we kind of sniffed out both rookie running backs that had good years, Kareem Hunt and Alvin Kamara.
Kareem Hunt, that was, look, you couldn't really go wrong last year. Leonard Fournette had a really good season. I'm trying to think of any of the other, well, Christian McCaffrey, I think, was probably the biggest disappointment.
And of the four, yes.
Of the four, and even he had some serviceable games. So I had to get one football question in there for Tristan. He does fantastic work at ESPN.com, and you can follow along with him on Twitter, at Sultan of Stat. Coming up in just about 10 minutes, you're going to have a second opportunity today to play and still looking for a winner on Race to Win. It's not called Race to Lose. It's called Race to Win. 24 spots, match up two of these squares, and you can win the prize that is underneath. Again, a couple minutes from now, we'll give you that opportunity. We'll step aside, take a quick trip. When we come back, who knows what we've got in store for you? Your guess is as good as mine.
It's the greatest spectacle in racing. Race to Win. Race to Win on Sports Radio, KGYM. Keep track of guesses and play along weekday afternoons with the Gym Class or the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. Up for grabs. More than $1,000 worth of prizes on this year's game board. Race to Win. Match any two prizes and you're an instant winner. Race to Win is brought to you by Siegel's Jewelry, Speedy's Indoor Carnage, and Domino's Pizza. Race to Win. Going on now on Sports Radio, KGYM.
Easy as apple pie. Easy as falling off a log. Easy as 1, 2, 3. That's how easy it is to earn the power rate in ATM fee refunds with Power Checking at Midwest One Bank. 9 out of 10 new users of Power Checking said they'd recommend it because it's easy to qualify and easy to use. Don't settle for free checking when you can earn the power rate with Power Checking at Midwest One. Open your account at MidwestOne.com today. Qualifications apply. Maximum $15 in ATM fee refunds per qualification cycle. Member FDIC.
Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Okay, everybody, I've called this brainstorm because senior management says we need big ideas. So, what have you got?
Well, Dave, how about we...
No.
Okay, we could try the...
Stupid.
What if we started charging employees to use the bathroom?
I love that idea. That's what I'm talking about.
Thanks, Dad.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at Cedar Rapids, Iowa City, HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
If you want to indulge this fantasy, that's your business. Don't make it mine.
Kansas City Royals are going to town on Dylan Bundy of the Baltimore Orioles. They've homered 4 times. In the first inning, knocking him out of the ballgame, Royals are up 7-0. I have no idea who's pitching tonight for Kansas City, but I do know that Cal Eldred, the first-year pitching coach of the Royals, has his work cut out for him the remainder of the season. Royals, one of the many teams in Major League Baseball, struggling for the first, oh, let's call it 6 weeks of play so far. We're going to be seeing a Major League Baseball game on Saturday, our bus trip, it is full to Wrigley Field. Cubs and White Sox, a big thank you to Midwest Bus Trips and MidwestBusTrips.com for helping us do this. If it's a success, we will have more of them. $150 gets you round-trip transportation to and from the game, as well as your ticket and a 5:30 a.m. departure time from Cedar Rapids. So you guys have that going for you if you're joining us. And no, I have not decided yet. I'll have to do some thinking tonight when I get home. The movie list, 4 movies. Perhaps this is something that we can discuss this week on the program. 2 movies there, 2 movies back, and we'll see what I can come up with. But the text line suggestion of some of the movies, while perfectly appropriate for me or you, may not be appropriate for children under the age of who knows.
We'll just have to scout out what the crowd looks like on the bus.
I don't want to be the guy who ruins the innocence of a small child by playing a movie that I think is perfectly acceptable, and then you get to the part in Major League where they're peeling the pieces off of the cardboard cutout yep. of the owner, and you got to explain that to little Timmy sitting over in row 6. I can't do that. I'm not going to take away part of anybody's childhood by making them watch. Man, there's Harry Doyle. He drinks Jack Daniels in the broadcast booth. That's not good. There's a lot of foul language in that movie, and we all know children have never heard that before. So I think Major League is out. I don't own Major League 3, Trip to, Back to the Minors on DVD. Otherwise, I did joke about bringing that along. But we'll see. I'm going to go home tonight. I'm going to look through the DVD case, and we'll see. Maybe we've got the Best of Paw Patrol or something at home and accidentally bring some of my son's DVDs. Kyle is with us in the studio. He's going to make somebody a winner on Race to Win in a few minutes, but right now he's got a big board update.
Iowa Hoops commit Joe Wieskamp garnered perhaps his final accolade as a high schooler today, being named the Quad City Times Male Athlete of the Year. Wieskamp is also this year's Mr. Basketball, as well as a two-time Gatorade Player of the Year. And this past season, he became the all-time leading scorer in Iowa's Class 4A and the first to average more than 30 points in multiple seasons. He'll be joining the Hawkeyes this summer, and Primetime League Commissioner Randy Larson said he could be the top overall pick. The Cyclones also have a highly touted prospect incoming with Talon Horton Tucker, and the four-star recruit from Simeon in Chicago has been selected as one of 32 players to try out for the USA Basketball Under-18 team. Also invited were Iowa City West forward Patrick McCaffrey and Bettendorf guard DJ Carton. Those making the team will be announced around June 2nd. The Colonels lost their series opener in Dayton last night 3-2 despite a 3-for-5 day for Royce Lewis, who now owns a 5 and make that 6-game hitting streak and ranks 3rd in the Midwest League with a .372 batting average. There was some bad news today. Brewster Gratterall is heading to the 7-day DL, retroactive to Sunday with lower back spasms. But they're playing again tonight, and the Colonels lead 2-0 after 1, and as I said, Royce Lewis already has a hit. Later on tonight, we're going to have the Warriors trying to close out the Pelicans in Game 5 of the Western Conference quarterfinals. That's going to be at 9 o'clock, and you can hear it on all three KGYM frequencies.
They had some good baseball players at Veterans Memorial Stadium over the weekend in the visiting dugout. The West Michigan Whitecaps in town. I mentioned chatting with Lance Parrish a little bit about his time managing Clayton Kershaw and the Dodgers organization, but the hitting coaches for West Michigan, Mariano Duncan. Many people will remember Mariano as a Los Angeles Dodger, but he was also on the World Series champion Cincinnati Red squad in 1990. And then John Vanderwall, who I think is one of the better pinch hitters of the decade of the 90s, a guy that seemingly could roll out of bed if it was the seventh or eighth inning and step in and get you a key hit. He's a Grand Rapids, Michigan native. He was also on the coaching staff for the Tigers. So interesting to chat with some of those guys over this past weekend. Lance Parrish is one of the nicest guys you'll ever meet. Former All-Star catcher and Bill James, noted baseball historian. You heard Bill James referenced earlier today on the Cubs Report brought to you by Hertine and Stocker Jewelers. Bill James makes the case in his baseball abstract that Lance Parrish is a borderline Hall of Famer. And there are not a ton of catchers in the Hall of Fame. It's a very difficult position to get into the Hall at. But when you look at the decade of the 80s, he's right there with Carlton Fisk and Gary Carter, and was a tremendous catcher on the Tigers, and then wound up playing the rest of his career with the Phillies and Angels, and I think spent a little time with the Mariners as well. But Colonels are playing some pretty good baseball right now. They're going to be back home on Monday with the Quad Cities River Bandits coming to town. Jake Adams still with the River Bandits, trying to break out of a little bit of a funk that he's in right now. And Colonels have, let's see, by a quick count here, 10 more home games in the month of May. So a lot of opportunity for you to see the Colonels before the calendar turns to June. Is it just me, or is this, do I want to call it summer? Are we officially in summer?
It was just winter, like, a week and a
half ago.
Technically,
it's spring, but I always think when baseball gets here, I always think that it's summer.
Well, the weather is more summer-like than it is.
Well, this spring slash summer seems to be flying by right now. It seems like 4 or 5 weeks ago, this bus trip was a year away, and now we're going to be making it on Saturday. The forecast is a mid-70s and maybe some showers, although I'm optimistic that as we get closer to Saturday, things will clear up. So we'll have some more fun with the bus trip throughout the week leading up to our departure time. Saturday, again, if you're joining us on the bus trip, Saturday at 5:30 a.m. That is when the bus leaves. It gets there at 5:15. That's 15 minutes. That's a quick load time for a bus trip that's full. But we will see. Looking forward to it. And again, sold out. You guys have made this a success even before the event itself. And if all goes well, and why would things not go well, Alex? What could possibly go wrong with dozens and dozens of people going via bus to Chicago for a baseball game and bringing coolers filled with alcohol? What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. Think positive. Be the change. That's what I always like. I've never said that in my life. What am I talking about? But there you go. Think positive. Nothing goes wrong. And then these bus trips are something that we do on a regular basis. Perhaps we go see the Twins, Cardinals. Maybe we do a football game. I know a lot of people have mentioned going to see the Hawkeyes sometime. It all hinges, not to put too much pressure on all of the folks who are joining us Saturday for the Cubs and the White Sox, but it pretty much does all hinge on you folks. 6:33, we are going to step aside. When we come back, your second opportunity today to play Race to Win, back after this.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-687-5192. That's 800-687-5192. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-687-5192.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot free of charge. And right now you can get a great deal on Bosch spark plugs for improved engine performance and fuel economy. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
My wife's going to love these diamond studs.
Fine jewelry is up to 70% off at JCPenney.
Huh. Maybe I should get this mom pendant for my mom.
Do it. Mom jewelry is an extra 15% off. Major brownie points.
This Mother's Day, get fine and fashion jewelry for all the moms in your life at up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with JCPenney credit card and coupon. Shop extended hours this weekend. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 5/10 to 5/13. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details and store hours.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, like the latest from Weber, Traeger, and more. For the first time ever, get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grill brands, $3.99 and up. Get the right grill delivered right to your house. Don't miss the biggest grill event of the year, happening now only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details. Propane tank not included.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
And when you speak of me, speak well.
Bull Durham, definitely not an option if kids are present on the bus. Not appropriate. Although, no, I'm not even going to. The Big Lebowski, definitely not appropriate for. That's not even appropriate for some adults that I know. Although, this is what you get when somebody says you were in charge of the movies, you run the risk of me making a bad decision. Although, it's my butt on the line here. So whatever comes of it, comes of it. You may, if you've been listening for a while, realize that I am sounding a little hoarse right now, and it has nothing to do with the Kentucky Derby over the weekend, a hangover from that. I'm losing my voice here a little bit. So I'm going to try to, Alex, you look thrilled at the prospect of me losing my voice. You know what? If I lose my voice, I will be here tomorrow. Even if I have to do the show in a whisper, you just put the levels up and try to blast me through the board. I don't know. I've got a long time. It's not a secret if I tell everybody, but I'm drinking a room temperature Diet Dr. Pepper from our friends at Dr. Pepper down the hill here on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids.
Is that some kind of secret cure for laryngitis?
If I don't have hot water and lemon, then my go-to after that is room temperature Diet Dr. Pepper, which is just as delicious as ice cold Diet Dr. Pepper.
Now, there's some apple cider vinegar in the bistro.
Yeah,
in
I'm
case
not
you want
doing
to try
that. Any of that voodoo magic stuff that you last time that you had
that
a
was
sore
horrible.
Throat.
I literally could not speak. I didn't. I had laryngitis to the point where I could not speak.
I feel like I'm getting people's hopes up here talking about losing my voice. Wiggy in Iowa City, Little Big League. That movie sucks too, but it's about the Minnesota Twins, and we have the Twins here on 107.5 FM. So I guess we can. Gary Busey and Timothy Busfield. Who decided it was a good idea to make a baseball movie with those two guys starring in it? Rookie of the Year is Henry Rowengardner is the name.
Yes.
The only redeeming.
That's the one with Henry Busey or Gary Busey.
That's the one with Gary Busey. I'm getting my terrible baseball movies crisscrossed here. The only redeeming quality about Rookie of the Year is the fact that John Candy is in it. And because John Candy is in it, then maybe that will be one of the movies that we watch on the way.
Sweet meat pies.
We could
That's
watch.
That's one of his great lines.
Yeah. What is it? Do people that make baseball movies, have they never seen an actual play-by-play broadcast or heard one before? Because half the time, the quote-unquote announcer is a combination like public address announcer / radio broadcaster / just fan in the stands yelling random things. Like, you don't just turn a microphone on and give random stream of conscious thoughts out. But that's what they do in the movies all the time. And the John Candy character in that movie, that's a good example of that. That's not a realistic. Although I'm not watching a movie about, what is it, a 12-year-old pitching in the major leagues?
That's also not very realistic.
Yeah, that's not exactly realistic.
Or a 12-year-old owning the Twins?
He breaks his arm. Spoiler alert, if you've never seen the movie, he breaks his arm and he comes back. And because of the way that his arm was set, then he throws like 100 miles an hour. And he's suddenly baffling the likes of Barry Bonds.
Yep, that's it. You got the gist of it. Great movie.
Well, Jim in Kyoto has a suggestion for a movie. Jim, I'm all ears.
Field of Dreams.
It is on the list. It's on the a little bit on the long side. It's. I don't think there's anything in Field of Dreams anybody could possibly find offensive.
I agree.
Other than the occasional use of quote-unquote bad language.
I think that has to be one of the movies we watch.
Beulah, or whatever her name is, she says that Kevin Costner's wife, played by the lovely and talented Amy Madigan, is married to the biggest horse's ass in three counties. I think that's probably the... Well, and they talk about... They call Ty Cobb a derogatory name later on in the movie when he wanted to come play with. That's about it. That's about the only thing objectionable you can possibly find in that movie.
The Sandlot has that. The Sandlot uses somewhat foul
language.
And
Windy Pfeffercorn?
Pfeffercorn.
Pfeffercorn. Yeah. Now, see, in the light of the Me Too movement, I don't know if I can show that movie in good conscience because Squints, he sexually assaults her in the movie, right? He pretends to be drowning, and then she has to give him mouth to mouth. That movie may have flown 15. Did I just ruin one of your childhood movies, listeners? Well, yeah. Think about it in the context of 2018.
You're killing me, Smalls.
Think about it in the context of 2018. It doesn't fly nowadays, does it? You know what does? The phone number 366-1600, because if you're caller number six right now, you're going to be our second contestant here, our third contestant of the day, playing Race to Win. Alex, we have yet to have a contestant match up any of the spots on the board. So we have 12 prizes and 24 squares still available. 366-1600 as we await caller number six. Of course, our grand prize, as it is every year on Race to Win, is the four-pack of tickets to the Indianapolis 500 that is run at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway over Memorial Day weekend. But we've also got some great gift cards, the Saucy Focaccia being one of them. We've got Vito's on 42nd Street. We had one of the contestants earlier today reveal the Acme Tools and Red Wing Shoes spot. So who knows whether we'll have a winner here or not, but we're about to find out. We've got Dimitri in Cedar Rapids. Dimitri, have you been following along with Race to Win?
Just a little bit.
Okay, well, we haven't really revealed a ton of squares yet, so since nothing is off the board, you have 24 options to you, so I'm going to go ahead and just simply ask you to give me a number.
23.
A DeWalt brushless drywall screw gun, brushless impact driver kit from Acme Tools.
Okay, now we actually, an hour ago, the other square for that was revealed. Can you match that up?
I actually didn't hear what it was said.
Oh, my apologies. That was the DeWalt brushless drywall screw gun, courtesy of our friends at Acme Tools.
I think it was 15.
What is behind door number 15?
A DeWalt brushless drywall screw gun, brushless impact driver kit from Acme Tools.
And I'm guessing you probably didn't hear that either if you didn't hear the first one. But yes, you did match that up. And you, Dimitri, are our first winner. Congratulations. We'll put
Thank
you on hold. And Kyle is going to give you the details. There we go. I guaranteed it earlier today in the meeting, did I not?
You
did. I said I am walking out of this building making somebody a winner today.
I think you heard the second time. Hopefully he hears the fact that he won. But yes, he wins the Impact Driver Kit from Acme Tools. So that means that we have 11 prizes left.
Now comes the fun part because we've got to keep track of the squares that are gone. So that makes it a little bit more difficult. We've got the bad baseball movie suggestions rolling in. The Scout. From 1260 on the text line, Brendan Fraser. I believe he's discovered pitching in Mexico somewhere.
Oh, I remember that movie. Had some mental issues that they had to deal with. And yeah.
Now, 0503, the Bad News Bears. Do we go with the original Walter Matthau Bad News Bears?
That
movie is
not,
probably not appropriate
not
for
appropriate.
Kids, and it's a movie with kids in it. Think about that. Think about how far we've come. Where in the 70s, they were completely fine with putting these children in a movie where you expose them to the Walter Matthau character. And nowadays, that doesn't fly. Who is it? Billy Bob Thornton in the remake, right?
Yes, he was. And that was in 2005. So just how far things have come since then.
That was, in fairness, it's 13 years ago. Kind of like I feel when I'm looking at, well, I went over the weekend on Sunday to Clinton and enjoyed a baseball game with my mom and dad and my son. And the second baseman for the Dayton Dragons, they're a Reds affiliate. He was their second round draft pick last year. His name is Jeter Downs, and he was named after Derek Jeter, a player who was drafted when I was in high school. And I am now old enough to be watching a player named after a guy who was drafted when I was in high school. That kind of makes me feel a little long in the tooth. Good player, by
the way.
Do
you know the other significance of Mr. Jeter Downs? Maybe the fact that he's come up on this show before?
Boy, you're stumping me here.
So last year, I
found... Oh, this is fake names! Fake names!
It was either there was a quiz of draft prospects, MLB draft prospects, real or fake. And I think that was the toughest one that I gave you, Jeter Downs.
Jeter
a real
Downs,
prospect.
Real prospect. I did not get a chance to see Hunter Green. He was not pitching on Sunday. His ERA is not pleasant looking.
Start.
Sorry, Cyclone Tim, if you're listening right now. I know the big league Reds are not leaving you with much to be happy about this year, but Hunter Green, there's still plenty of time for him to turn it around. But you look at, and the returns are early. Speaking of returns, I think I need to go vote tonight. I should probably do some research on that before I go down the hill. The early returns are that the Minnesota Twins made the right call with Royce Lewis and the number one overall pick. Jury is still out on the number two pick in Hunter Green, but Jeter Downs. He wears number two. Big fan of Derek Jeter, good ball player, and let's just hope, if you're a Reds fan, that better days are ahead for your franchise, and that has nothing to do with today's trade. Matt Harvey going to Cincinnati from the Mets, the Mets in turn getting Devin Mesoraco back, and you heard Tristan Cockcroft several minutes ago here in the third hour of the program. For a fantasy baseball standpoint, probably has a bigger impact on Devin Mesoraco than it does on Matt Harvey. Arm injuries, man. How many of these guys? I think Tyler was trying to get a Sports Illustrated or something signed by Matt Harvey, and it was like $150 or $200. And I was like, why don't you wait a couple years? Wait a couple years and see if he's really the next Clayton Kershaw or whether or not something happens to him and he flames out. And look, he was a great story. He really took on the persona of the city that he pitched in. I mean, he was big league through and through, and the Dark Knight, all of that. And then things went south for him. And the arm injuries, and then his proclivity for partying, and now he's the newest member of the Cincinnati Reds. I hope he enjoys Skyline Chili.
As much as you do.
More than I do. My apologies to our friend Rick Swan, who I know he didn't hear that.
Have you ever had Gold Star chili?
Just as bad.
I'm worse.
Looking out the Way window worse. Right now at Rick from Smart FM across the hall, 95.1 FM here in Cedar Rapids. Rick, a native of the Cincinnati area, will go to bat for Skyline Chili every time it comes up in conversations here in the office.
Now, have you ever had Grater's ice cream in Cincinnati?
No, I have not.
Well, I think you can actually get them now at any supermarket that you go to, but I think some of the best ice cream in the world. And it's been rated up there by many ice cream connoisseurs. So maybe that's something for Matt Harvey to look forward to.
Grater's?
Grater's. Graeters. I'll have some sent to you for the holidays.
This is interesting. Anthony DeComo, who covers the New York Mets for MLB.com, says that the Mets consulted with both Jay Bruce and Todd Frazier about the Matt Harvey, Devin Mesoraco trade. Both of those guys, Bruce and Frazier, have spent time with the Cincinnati Reds and both raved about Mesoraco's presence in the clubhouse. So the Mets feel as if they're getting not only addressing an area of need, they do need a catcher, but also maybe bringing in a solid or stabilizing clubhouse presence there as well. So that is the big baseball news today, along with the fact that the Minnesota Twins have rolled up 5 wins in a row. That was a brief series, right? Was that just 2 games?
2 games,
in St.
Yes.
Louis. Twins have an off day tomorrow, and then I believe they're taking on the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim
this week, which means you'll hear most of those games on 107.5 FM because being on the West Coast, they will be starting late. Mike Trout on pace for the single greatest season in Major League Baseball history, for those of you who may not be paying attention. And yet there are still news outlets out there, especially those based in the Northeast, who are trying to argue that there are other players that are on par with Mike Trout. Mike Trout, who 8 years ago you could have seen play in Cedar Rapids at Veterans Memorial Stadium, and I knew he was going to be good.
Thanks for reminding me, Todd.
I didn't know he was going to be this good, much like what Lance Parrish told me this weekend about Clayton Kershaw. If anybody told you anybody could be that good, they're lying. And that's a former All-Star catcher. He knew he was going to be a decent pitcher. What Clayton Kershaw has done, he is going to go down as a generational type pitcher. He's on the DL right now, but hopefully it's not anything too serious. He'll be back before you know it. The Dodgers have a lot of issues right now. They're one of several teams. We mentioned the Cardinals on the injury front also that are hoping for good news from the trainer's room. 6:52, we'll step aside and take a quick break. Congratulations, Dimitri. Always happy to have a winner here with us. You can win tomorrow. We've got another $30 gift card to the Stadium Bar and Grill. All you need to do is listen for your chance to win between 4 and 7 tomorrow. Stadium Bar and Grill, located right across the street from Veterans Memorial Stadium on Rockford Road. Kyle's going to have a big board update for you when we return after this.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. If you want to buy a home, we could help you get a great mortgage that may require as little as 3% down. And we also invented Rocket Mortgage. It gives you a solid approval in as few as 8 minutes. And for 8 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call America's largest mortgage lender at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Based on Rocket Mortgage data in comparison to public data records, call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. Results may vary.
At AutoZone, helping you get more done is what we do best. Like free battery testing. Now you can stop the second guessing and finally start your car with confidence. Whether it's just a loose cable or time for a new one, AutoZone will test your battery right on the spot free of charge. And right now, you can get a great deal on Bosch spark plugs for improved engine performance and fuel economy. Visit any of our 5,000 locations nationwide and let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
My wife's going to love these diamond studs.
Fine jewelry is up to 70% off at JCPenney.
Huh. Maybe I should get this mom pendant for my mom.
Do it. Mom jewelry is an extra 15% off. Major brownie points.
This Mother's Day, get fine and fashion jewelry for all the moms in your life at up to 70% off after an extra 20% off with JCPenney credit card and coupon. Shop extended hours this weekend. JCPenney, style and value for all. Coupon valid 5/10 to 5/13. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store jcp.com for details and store hours.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
It's Ace's biggest grill event of the year. The best time to buy a grill from our exclusive lineup of premium brands, like the latest from Weber, Traeger, and more. For the first time ever, get free assembly, free delivery, and free fuel on our top grill brands $3.99 and up. Get the right grill delivered right to your house. Don't miss the biggest grill event of the year, happening now only at Ace. Offer valid for Ace Rewards members only. See participating store for scheduling and details. Propane tank not included.
Tune in to KGYM Fridays during the gym class for the announcement of our Athlete of the Week. Proudly brought to you by Sheet Metal Workers Local 263 of Eastern and Central Iowa.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
Y'all come back now, you hear?
We are back. Just in time to send it over to Kyle. He's got your final big board update of the night. Here he is.
Iowa Hoops commit Joe Wieskamp garnered perhaps his final accolade as a high schooler today, being named the Quad City Times Male Athlete of the Year. Wieskamp's also this year's Mr. Basketball, as well as a two-time Gatorade Player of the Year. And this past season, he became the all-time leading scorer in Iowa's Class 4A and the first to average more than 30 points in multiple seasons. He'll be joining the Hawkeyes this summer, and primetime league commissioner Randy Larson said he could be the top overall pick. The Cyclones also have a highly touted prospect incoming with Talon Horton Tucker, and the four-star recruit from Simeon in Chicago has been selected as one of 32 players to try out for the USA Basketball Under 18 team. Also invited were Iowa City West forward Patrick McCaffrey and Bettendorf guard DJ Carton. Those making the team will be announced around June 2nd. The Cardinals lost their series opener in Dayton last night 3-2 despite a 3-for-5 day for Royce Lewis, who now owns a 5-game hitting streak, which he's now also extended to 6 games. He also ranks 3rd in the Midwest League with a .372 batting average. There was some bad news today, though. Brusdar Graterol is headed to the 7-day DL with some lower back spasms. That's retroactive to Sunday. The Cardinals and Dragons are playing right now in Game 2 of that series, and the Cardinals lead 3-0 in the third. Then later on tonight, we're going to have the Warriors trying to close out the Pelicans in Game 5 of the Western Conference quarterfinals. That'll be at 9 o'clock on all 3 KGYM frequencies.
So if you're just joining us, the first Race to Win prize is off the board, the DeWalt Brushless Drywall Screw Gun and Brushless Impact Driver Kit from Acme Tools has been claimed. Still have plenty of other great prizes. The grand prize, the Indianapolis 500 tickets are out there, the Citizen Men's Watch from Hertin & Stocker Jewelers, the $50 gift card from Siegel's Jewelry, and even 4 double and 4 single racing vouchers for Speedy's Indoor Karting here in the corridor. Your next opportunity to play Race to Win comes tomorrow after 3 o'clock with Scott Unash and Mark Dukes. On the gym class, we will play at least one time, if not two times, tomorrow. So there's another incentive for you to join us. Wednesday also means Lunchbox Heroes here at KGYM. It is a gym class Lunchbox Heroes. Scott and Mark are going to be out and about here in Cedar Rapids, Marion. Trying to remember the location tomorrow that they're at. I know Alex and I are at the Eastern Iowa Airport next Wednesday, so we've got that to look forward to. You'll hear all about it coming up on the program tomorrow. Lots more to get to, as well as Cubs continuing their series with the Marlins. As we mentioned, the Cardinals and Twins have already played today. We'll touch on a little Major League Baseball. NBA playoffs continuing on tonight as well. And I believe we've got at least one of those games for you. I could be wrong on that, but that's what you get at 6:57:50. Talk to you tomorrow.